Carl Lacey, Ulster Footballer of the Year. Congratulations. It's been a great year for Donegal.
It was definitely I suppose when you look at last year, like, you know, we've moved on leaps and bounds, and we going into the Ulster Championship, you know, with a tough opening against Antrim, and we've been beating our opening games there in the last couple of years, and you know, to progress and go on to an Ulster final and win it, you know, was definitely, you know, a great year. And to go into another in quarter final and beat one of the top teams in the country in Kildare, like, you know, was an extra step and an extra bonus for us. And you know, I suppose we can, as you say, we look back at it as a very good year for us.
It's a work in progress, of course, under Jim McGuinness, and you look forward to 2012 in a very positive frame of mind.
Definitely. Like, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done there. We have our weaknesses there, and you know, we're going to be looking at that now early this year and starting next year, and you know, looking to build. And you know, we want to compete Ulster Championships every year, year in, year out, and compete at the highest stage. And that's where we are this year, and all in semi-final. You know, and we just, as I say, we just want to progress every year. And you know, I'm sure Jim's got big plans for us again for next year.
And in the semi-final against Dublin, bitterly disappointing to finish with a narrow defeat, and for yourself personally to be forced out of the game through injury, it was very hard to take.
It was disappointing. You know, I got a hit, a knock early on in the game, and you know, I tried my best to keep going on, but you know, it just wasn't to be. And you know, in fairness, Marty Boyle came in for me and did a great job. And you know, just, I suppose on the day, you know, Dublin had that wee bit of luck that, you know, that we'd had previously in the year, and you know, that's just the way it goes. And you know, that experience is going to stand great to us now for next year. And you know, it's, as I say, that's where we want to be year in, year out.
And Jim McGuinness has promised a further development and a few tweaks here and there. And Donegal obviously have the players to do that, and players who can adapt and develop their strategy.
Definitely. Like, you know, Jim came in at the start of the year, and you know, it's a 5-year term that he's there, and you know, this is the first step of the ladder, you know, and he's looking to build now for next year. And there is definitely wee things, you know, what he's going to be having us working on early in the year. And you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of maybe new faces in as well, you know, to strengthen the squad. And I'm sure there's a few boys lined up, and you know, the boys, there's definitely a huge hunger there within the squad at the moment, you know. And you know, it's just not all about this year, you know. This bunch of lads, you know, they want to go on and, as I say, progress and, you know, make the most of the year next year.
And of course, you'd love to be back in Croke Park on the third Sunday in September, but it wasn't to be, and it's Dublin who are there against Kerry. How do you see that one going?
Yeah, I think, you know, Dubs were strong against us. You know, I suppose we held their forward line, you know, to 8 points, and you know, I think Kerry can do the same there. You know, they have very strong defence. You know, I don't think they're getting as much credit for it this year. But you know, again, Kerry's forward line, you know, or something else. And you know, they have six or seven top forwards there. And you know, on their day, they're unstoppable. And I just think Kerry are going to be too strong for Dublin.